Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
What does catching a cold have in common with agreeing or cheering someone on? In Italian, it's the verb essere. Essere nearly always means to be, but there are a few funny little exceptions. In this lesson, you'll learn four ways to use essere, which doesn't always translate in English, and how to use them in a natural way, just like Italians do. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. I'm Katie, and where's Matteo? Anyway, in this episode, you'll learn four phrases that are surprisingly tricky to translate from Italian. They all use the verb essere, which normally means to be. It's the one which has the forms io sono, tu sei, lui, lei, è, etc. We'll get started with the dialogue just as soon as Matteo gets here. Ah, here he is.
Chi! Scusami, sono raffreddato.
Ma stasera dobbiamo uscire a cena.
Ah, è vero.
Allora stiamo a casa?
Ok.
Posso cucinare, ma non sono portata.
Sono d'accordo.
Ehi! Ma hai ragione, non voglio cucinare.
Allora devo guarire.
Riposo.
Frutta e vitamine.
Forza Matteo, sei tutti noi. Let's break that conversation down word for word.
Ecci.
That's Italian for achoo.
Scusami, sono raffreddato.
Sorry, I have a cold. Literally.
Scusami.
Excuse me.
Sono.
I am.
Raffreddato.
Cooled. So here's our first phrase, essere raffreddato. Literally that's to be cooled, but it means to have a cold.
It sounds strange, but that's how we say in Italian.
I have a cold. Literally, I am cooled.
Sono raffreddato.
And I would say sono raffreddata with an A at the end. Another thing to notice, there are a couple of double letters in this word. Double F and double D.
Raffreddato.
Remember that in Italian they're nice and long. It can help to try and do a little pause between the two Fs and the two Ds.
Raffreddato. Raffreddato. Raffreddato.
Next, I said,
ma stasera dobbiamo uscire a cena.
But tonight we're supposed to go out to dinner. Literally,
ma,
but,
stasera,
this evening,
dobbiamo,
we have to,
uscire,
go out,
a,
to,
cena,
dinner. And Matteo said,
è vero.
It's true. So I suggested,
allora stiamo a casa.
Well, let's stay at home. Word for word.
Allora.
Well.
Stiamo.
We stay.
A.
At.
Casa.
House or home in this case. Matteo agrees.
Okay.
Then I have a suggestion to make sure we don't starve.
Posso cucinare.
I can cook. But I soon realized a small problem with my plan and said,
ma non sono portata.
But I don't have a talent for it. Literally.
Ma.
But.
Non.
Not.
Sono.
I am.
Portata.
Carried. And here's our next funny little phrase with essere. So essere portato or essere portata, in my case, is a way of saying that you have a talent, aptitude, or some kind of skill. I say sono portata, and Matteo would say
sono portato,
with an O at the end. Next, Matteo said
sono d'accordo.
I agree. Unbelievable. How rude.
Sorry.
And here we see our next phrase with essere. To say I agree in Italian, we literally say I am of accord.
Sono.
I am.
Di.
Of.
Accordo.
Accord. So the di and accordo get smushed together. Di apostrophe accordo. So it becomes
d'accordo. Sono d'accordo.
Sounds rather old-fashioned and formal in English. I am of accord. You could almost imagine someone wearing a monocle when they say it. I am of accord.
Sono d'accordo.
Next, I said
hey.
The Italian word for hey, just to show my indignation at Matteo's rude agreeing. Then I realised that he is right, though, so I say
hai ragione.
You're right. Literally,
hai.
You have
ragione.
Reason. For more funny phrases like this with have, you can check out our last episode, number 90. Next, I said
non voglio cucinare.
I don't want to cook. Word for word.
Non.
Not.
Voglio.
I want.
Cucinare.
To cook. If Matteo wants to escape my cooking, there's only one thing to do.
Allora devo guarire.
Well, I have to get better. Word for word.
Allora.
Well then.
Devo.
I must.
Guarire.
Heal. Then I say
riposo.
Rest.
Frutta e vitamine.
Fruit and vitamins. Finally, to give Matteo encouragement, I say
forza Matteo, sei tutti noi.
Come on Matteo, you can do it. Literally
forza Matteo.
Strength Matteo.
Sei.
You are.
Tutti.
All.
Noi.
Us. So our last phrase is one that's tough to translate. Literally, you are all us.
Sei tutti noi.
But there is a kind of weird logic behind it. It's a bit like saying, we're so behind you in this moment, it's as if you're doing it for all of us, so much that you've become all of us. You are all of us.
Sei tutti noi.
But you don't need to worry too much about this logic. If you prefer, you can also just learn it as a fixed expression.
Sei tutti noi.
So let's listen to the whole conversation one more time.
Scusami, sono raffreddato.
Ma stasera dobbiamo uscire a cena.
È vero.
Allora stiamo a casa.
Ok.
Posso cucinare? Ma non sono portata.
Sono d'accordo.
Ehi! Ma hai ragione. Non voglio cucinare.
Allora devo guarire.
Riposo.
Frutta e vitamine.
Forza, Matteo. Sei tutti noi. So, there you go. These tricky phrases with essere will enrich your Italian conversations with native-sounding phrases. To learn a few more phrases which follow this pattern and get bonus materials, like vocabulary cards and a quiz, head over to our website by clicking the link in the description.
Or you can go to gervlanguages.com/Italian podcast and search for episode 91.
See you next time, or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima!